All right, episode 33 of Angry Ogre's Primal Perspectives. It's time to take your meds. Here's your first dose. The nearer a man comes to a calm mind, the closer he is to strength. Of course, it's Marcus Aurelius. I told you I'm into Stoicism. I'm always trying to improve myself day to day. You know that. I need to improve my speaking voice if I'm going to do a damn podcast. But bear with me. I got a little bit of sniffles. I know it's not COVID, but it's the change of weather with me. Made some chili over the weekend. Happy belated sweet estate to all you people out there, all you singles and all you loved ones. And hope you guys had an enjoyable time, whether you're with somebody or you have a loved one or whatever. It don't matter, you know. Everything's cyclical. It'll happen, like I got to tell you. But anyways, I had a good weekend. I got a lot done. I talked about that procrastination thing that I like to do, and I made a list, and I keep forgetting, you know. If I make lists, I get more accomplished. So I knocked off everything on my damn list, you know, made sure I got baby formula and dog food and kitty litter and grocery shopping and all the good stuff and mowed the lawn and took care of the fish and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Made chili for the boss lady and myself and got her flowers and a card and all that stuff because she's German. Honestly, I could have got away without a gift. She doesn't even know really what Sweetest Day is, but I couldn't rob her of that experience, of my awesomeness. So, of course, I did that. But anyways, you know, just telling you, that was my little boring-ass weekend. It was boring to me is great. You know, it's being with Mikel and Noah and my dogs and my cat and the yard work and the simple things that keep me grounded, and we all need that. Here on Primal Perspectives, you got to remember, I'm going to speak my mind, but it's my perspective and my perspective only. It's based on my experiences and how I feel. I try to be morally correct. Does that mean I'm always correct? No, not in any sense of the matter. Does that mean I'm right? Does that mean I'm, you know, my way is the only way? No, I'm very open-minded, said that before. So we're going to get into some topics. I love to talk about topics I'm not very well educated on, but I can give you my opinion of thus far of my experience, and you can open my mind to another side I have not seen or a story I've not heard. That's what it's all about. But it's also to break the barriers down from this white ginger cracker that whether it's blacks, whether it's gays, And whatever. I mean, I don't know. You pick. I don't know. A good-looking girl looking at me going, what? But my point being is that I'm always learning. We should always be learning. And if you think you know it all, then you must have a flock of people dumber than you that tell you that because you don't. And I don't want people telling me I'm the greatest thing on earth. I don't, you know, it's all about us being free thinkers. We have to evolve, change this country to a better place. We've gotten to a think tank that is overflowing with internet sensations and social media and et cetera, et cetera. And we have this generation of, I don't care what you count, you ain't got to label, that's a problem, we ain't got to label them. The younger generation now, they have been brought up for the first, whoever the first or second generation is, who have been brought up in internet and social media. They're bombarded with things positive and negative. So they have a lot more positive being thrown at them than we did growing up. And what I mean by that is they can also negative too. So, it, you know, double-sided coin or, you know, double-edged sword, however you want to say it. Not good at my cliches. But my point being is that I think our youth today in their 20s, 30s, even young teens, they are more educated in a street sense, maybe not book smart, maybe not school district smart, because those are falling apart. But I feel like they have a better awareness of what's going on. Where I said it earlier that my generation has adopted what our parents gave us. So we're all pre-internet. I didn't have the internet till I was after 20-some years old. When I moved out of my parents' house, they got a computer. I was in my mid-20s when I got my first computer. I was late or early 30s or mid 30s when I got my first cell phone. And trust me, people are like, what? No, that was the best thing. Because really, it's like a God bless a dog leash. Or after watching The Social Dilemma, it's like a digital pacifier. But once again, sorry for the sniffles. Hopefully, this sounds good. I feel like you got to think that how we were raised was way different, and time was slower. The internet, social media being so fast-paced in reaction time, has fast-forwarded our lives so much that unfortunately I think we're actually rushing to live to get older quicker. Not on purpose, but it's happening. We get too much info too quick. I don't think it should be that available. It's okay to hear about your city or your loved one from Massachusetts or wherever calls you and tells you about this or that. But when you are so absorbed over countrywide or worldwide news, it's overwhelming, you know, for any human being. Come on, we're our brains have not evolved to the status. Yeah, we've evolved enough to where we've created the data to create technology and internet and what have you, but it takes its own life. And then you have people upon people upon people that are doing the TMZs and the Young Turks and the Fox News and all that crap on top of all the social bullshit, you know, that's all, you know, celebrity gossip. Like, I don't care about Cardi B getting drunk on her birthday and telling, off topic, you know, that she just wants some D and he bought her a car. And I don't care about, you know, Half Dollar talking about Floyd Mayweather. I mean, I don't care. And I'm just, I don't care. The fact that these people, that some of you care about these artists, and I love my Arnold, but I really don't give a shit what Schwarzenegger does. Guy's what, 70-some years old, and the poor guy's still trying to be relevant. And I'm not trying to diss Arnold, but it's like, that's the world we live in. If you want to be talked about, you got to create yourself and be relevant, right? You got to brand. My son told me this when he was like, I think 12. He's like, Dad, I got an IG account, but I have to brand myself. 12 years old, he's telling me he's got to have a brand. What the hell is that? That's what and maybe I'm, you know, I'm old then, I guess, you know, but I don't know. My point being is this internet stuff, the social media stuff. Yeah, I sound old and crotchety talking about it, but it's coming on faster than, it's like COVID. COVID came out and we ain't got a cure for it yet, you know, and that's pretty much the internet. You know, we're all trying to figure it out, and we're all either wearing a full mask, we're wearing a nose-exposed mask, or wearing a chin diaper, or we're not wearing a mask at all. That's how it works with social media, right? You know, there's four or five different avenues you take, you know, but I don't know. That's why I thought the first dose should be a nearer a man comes to a calm mind, the closer he is to strength, because we all need to calm down, quit, myself included, quit getting my panties in a bunch. Breathe a little bit, I don't know, it's scary. You don't want to not be concerned, but you should be concerned, especially November 3rd, and I'm not going to bring up that, I'm not even going there, but I'm looking forward to Dave Letterman. He's got a new series or a new season of The Next Guest Show on Netflix. Dave Chappelle's one of them. One of the guests that talks about the Black Lives Matter movement. Here's a controversial movement. And the only reason I say that is, it depends on who you talk to. I understand what Black Lives Matter means initially, but then you hear Joe Blow go, well, if you look deeper, it's a Democratic movement, and they're really withholding and hurting the Black folks and this and that. And then another person says, well, if you look deeper, it's Sharpton and Jesse Jackson collecting a paycheck. And then if you look deeper, so I don't know. I don't know what the hell it is. But I do believe that Black Lives Matter, obviously. I do believe that George Floyd, no matter who he is, if he's arrested, does not need 9 minutes of his some goofballs, not even, that's too nice of a word, this asshole's knee on his neck. That's bullshit. And I'm glad that, not glad, God, I'm using the wrong words. We need to start taking inventory of who we are as people. Not ethnicity, but people. Americans. And we need to fix it. We have the social media. We have the recordings from whether it's a and it's just like saying Black Lives Matter and then people going Blue Lives Matter. And when I say all lives matter, I'm not saying that black lives don't matter, but because I know when people have said that in the past. What I'm saying is every one of us matter. Every one of us. Okay? And my point being is that they're just like, all right, my spin on that is when you say Black Lives Matter, right? And somebody retorts Blue Lives Matter, you're like, oh no, that's taken away from the movement. No, because just not all cops are bad. Not all blacks are bad. Not all whites are bad. There's bad and good in everything. Hello. So let's not, we're acting like a bunch of children. We're all adults, and we reverted into like little school-ass children on the playground. And the recess ladies are nowhere to be found. And we're acting like a bunch of fucking assholes, to be honest with you. And we're supposed to be the adults to lead the country. And I got my son's generation, 20-year-olds and teenagers going, but some of them are like, I'm not saying all of them. You know, we need to get it together. So anyways, check out, I want to check out that Letterman on Netflix. And, well, anyways, let's start off with this, too. For all you cool cats and kittens, Carol Baskins didn't get enough attention on that stupid dance show, Dancing with the Stars, so now she's coming out as a bisexual. Does anybody really give two shits? Two shits in a litter box? I don't give two shits in a litter box. Do you? I mean, come on. I tell you what, though. Everybody has to stretch out that 15 minutes of fame. She's already a millionaire, so I don't know what the hell her problem is. But nobody gives two shits. But I read that and found that amusing. And like I said, Cardi B's birthday, who cares? Came and went. You know, Cardi, WAP. But, I don't know, whatever. Rush Limbaugh, his lung cancer's, you know, I guess is progressing. So maybe you should talk to Donald and go to Walter Reed and maybe cured in four days, right? According to Donald. Oh, I just did it, sorry. All right, I'm done. Let's move on that. All right, so I'm at a crossroads. Hear me out. You know, I talked about it before. Evolution, I thought, was like that little poster you see from like, you know, chimpanzee, monkey, whatever, you know, ape man and, you know, this and that, whatever. Astro Rogan, I'm sure he can name them all. He'll talk to you 2 hours about chimpanzees. That shit gets old. But evolution is everything. Life, you know, evolution, obviously. And I feel like we're at a evolution in this country based on sexuality, race, politics, patriotism, and frickin' radicals. And maybe not evolution of radicals, but the radicals have gone crazy. It's 2020 COVID-19 time, and I think that's partly bullshit, partly real. I believe in the virus. I still don't trust the government or the so-called they or the elite or whoever they are. Trust me. The Epstein thing, come on now. You know, Clinton on 26 visits on the plane with him. You can't tell me this government's just legit. You know, everything they say from Hillary to Donald Trump to Ronald Reagan, it's all bullshit. Bush Sr., Bush Jr., you know, shame on you. Strike three, you're out, whatever the hell he said. It's just about the same thing. But, you know, I just guess my biggest thing is this is like the internet generation, I guess. Or at least the last one was. I don't know. I have to talk to my son. He's 24. But I think they're more educated than I was going through all of high school. I've learned more on podcasts by pursuing Audible books and what have you. And maybe it's the tax bracket I was in, the neighborhood I grew up in. So maybe my demographic is what's to blame. I don't know. I didn't go to Ivy League school. But I see a lot of idiots that have gone to Ivy League schools that just have money that doesn't make them smart. So, tit for tat on that one, but I really believe the internet generation, they see more than what we have. And, you know, they hear the good and the bad. And I said it before, and I'll never stop saying it, all news is fake news. Why the Republicans and Donald, why you right-wing people think that only the left side is fake is beyond me, Tucker Carlson. But because Donald, your worshiper, or your God, you know, you're the worshiper, you know, you believe in everything he says. But where the hell was he 20 years ago, 10 years ago? You watched The Apprentice and thought, that's a good show. He should be our leader. Really? It's all about, oh, never mind. Done. Sorry. Doing the whole thing again. My point being is, I'm tired of the race, sexuality, and the political shit show. You know, I don't know what it is about 2020. We're all uptight. Now it's black and white. And I said it before. All right. Black and whites are not the only people that make up this country. Of course, you got the Native Indians. You've got Indians. You've got Arabs. You've got Italians. You've got Greeks. I could go on and on. You know, Irish, Scottish, blah, 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 blah. I'm white. I'm a mutt. There's no white pride. Get over it, you so-called Aryans. You know, it just doesn't make sense. So you got that out of the way. All right, now sexuality. Okay, I'm straight. What I don't understand is, do I need to brag about it? Do I need my own flag? And I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm not trying to be, or maybe I am, I'm straight. I'm trying to understand. I don't understand this whole thing of flags, you know, for sexuality. I guess a unity, ethnicity, if I'm Mexican, I'm a German, I'm this or that. Ethnicity, yes, but sexuality to me should be private. It doesn't matter. I don't need to run around and go, hey, I'm straight. I need a parade for me because I'm straight. Yay, I'm straight. And hear me out. I'm not trying to diss you guys for being whatever it is. I don't understand. There's too many pronouns. You know, there's ace, and I'm not asexual, pansexual, bisexual, gay, lesbian. And that's not even the pronouns. We're talking about Zimzer, they, them, he, she, all that, him, whatever it is. I don't get it. I'm trying, but you can't tell. I'm in my mid-40s. This is where I'm talking about, once again, evolution. Get mad at me. I'm not trying to be ignorant. What I'm saying is, I'm in my mid-40s, and I got to learn this now. That's like if I was a banker for 30 years, and you're going to tell me if you hire 5 new 20-year-olds, I got to stay up till 9 o'clock on a Friday and make 20 cold calls so I can get these little points so maybe I can get a free vacation to the Bahamas. Well, I've put my 20, 30 years in. I don't give a rat's ass about the Bahamas. Been there 5 times, twice with my wife. So what the hell? These 20-year-olds have an incentive. I don't. That's where I'm at, if that makes sense. You know, I'm not against anything. I just don't understand why it has to be publicized or, like, it's got to be special. I'm really trying to understand. And I'm not trying to knock it, and it may sound like I am, but I'm really not if you really know me. And I'll bring this up too then. You know, I had this discussion a few times with a few different people, but I still got to bring it up because it's still, you know, I can't be me if I don't bring it up. So in 6th grade, how old is your child? Think about this. Just hear me out. In your little world where you live, I don't care how much money you make, you're sending your child, your daughter, your son, to 6th grade for the first time this year. Let's say post-COVID. COVID's done, regular life. You walk into the classroom with your child, or your child walks in. Either your child comes home or you see it. And in the corner where the American flag hangs, and every morning since I was little, you put your hand on your chest and said the Pledge of Allegiance, there's a rainbow flag hanging next to it. How do you feel about that? My point is, it doesn't matter. No flag should hang next to the American flag. And if you know me, I am not Mr. Patriotism. I am a non-military served person. I am not, you know, of course I love my country, but I'm not overly, you know, gung-ho 4th of July red, white, and blue. I respect it at the normal level. I would think Americans respect it. But do I believe any other flag, other than maybe somebody's yard, which is their personal choice? Especially, I'm used to, like, the American and the POW/MIA flag, which says, hey, I fought and I lost, or someone is missing that I loved in a veteran war. But the rainbow flag, and I'm not against, it's going to sound harsh, but that's where I feel like you cross the line. That, to me, that, no, no. And I don't know, I just feel like, I just don't feel like it's something that sixth graders need to deal with. Regardless if some of us or psychologists say that by sixth grade they already know, I don't know. Because the whole argument is there's children that parents want to change their sexuality because they think these children might be this or that. How about let the child decide? And now I'm backing down, I'm backing off for a second, but I'm building to my point. So if I have a sixth grader who's my son or daughter, and to the, at that age, in my opinion, if I've held them accountable with their internet usage and brought them up right with morals and values, not saying that if you're any other sexuality, you're immoral or you have no values, hear me out, but I brought them up with the best of my ability, he or she, and they do not understand or know or are as educated in other sexualities, I think as a parent, it's up to me to decide to further educate that child if they're curious, not the school system because a teacher was lackadaisical and put up a flag because of her or his habits. That's all I'm saying. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's all I'm hoping for. I'm not trying to cause a ruckus. My only problem is just because you are who you are in your 20s, 30s, 40s does not give you the right to force that flag in front of a child who may or may not know what that means. On the flip side of the coin, I get it if it feels like a safe space for a child who is conflicted or definitely knows, which I don't know at that age you do. I don't know. I don't have psychological data. And no gay and or other does either, unless they're a psychologist. But that's my point. That's wherein lies where this country can get screwed up. When we start doing things that are irresponsible, although in our heads we think we're doing the right thing, that's where I have an issue. I'm sure they feel they're doing the right thing, or they're promoting what they are. But they sounds, you know, nowadays in this PC culture, if I say they, you know, God forbid, I don't know their vernacular, but that's my point, you know. And that's the least of my God-blessed worries, but what I'm saying is, as a parent, I don't feel that there should be any flags of any sexuality in any classroom of a sixth grader or below. High school, by that time, these kids are already done had sex. I hate to say it. There ain't much naivety or that are going on, you know, and that's 2020 in reality. But, and even those that aren't, you know, they've heard something or they can turn the other cheek. I mean, you're 16, 17, 18. I mean, you got 12-year-olds having sex in bathrooms in certain schools nowadays, which is sad and disgusting. Hell, I've had girls come here, come back from schools that I've known that were junior highs and said, you know what, I wish I wouldn't have done this or that because I realized I thought I was just being cool to be lesbian. Or I wish I had boys. I wish I was just being cool to be gay. And then I got into high school and I made this mistake. Now I got to carry this, blah, blah, blah. And it's happened a lot. I've talked to my son. I've talked to other people that they said that there's kids that do stuff for the excitement, for the attention, or they're lost or a broken home. And they don't want none of that. I know it's called experimentation. I get it. But I think it's getting overboard and overblown. Huh, no pun intended. All right, that was horrible. But anyways, so that's how I feel about it. Sorry. You know, but like I said, you know, I just want, you know, diversity at the end. Don't misunderstand my message. You know, I love everyone. I want peace for everyone. I want dialogue. That's why I do this. If you get pissed off, let's have dialogue. I'm not saying I'm right. It's my perspective. You know, I just where we're headed right now kind of scares me. You know, it really does. So, I don't know. Shoot, I keep having these notes. I can't say that. But anyways, and it has nothing to do. It has to do with our man in charge. But I'm done. But, all right, Social Dilemma. Netflix. Watched it. what's that, Bette David, Value Entertainment. I follow him. He had a 12-minute video about kids only, which is weird. I felt like he touched on a third. And he's very intelligent, and he's very driven, but he's also a businessman. So I think he made that message based on, he ain't going to talk about business-wise. He's talking about the kids. But it had this mini movie with actors. The one actor was from Vacation with Ed Helms and Christina Applegate. I think he was the, it's either that movie or the, I think it was that movie where he played the son for Rent in the RV. But they had this mini movie about a family of four and the phone situation and how it was in reality. But on top of that, it was a documentary about these guys like Tristan Harris, who is the co-founder of the Humane Technology, which he's trying to change how it is and fix what's wrong with tech and change the agenda. Because right now it's like it's all about polarization and stolen data and fake news and tech addiction and, you know, of course, hacked elections. That's what's going on right now with our technology. And, you know, the problem with technology, in my opinion, is us as people, it's amazing. Like, when I get up in the morning, I check to see what time it is, and then I get pissed if I slept in. Or I check to see what degree it is, so if I can open up my full glass door in the morning in the kitchen or living room while I have my coffee or tea. And I open up my phone, and I see all these people online already. And I'm like, holy shit. It's like 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. Or I got up at 5 this morning. I had to use the bathroom, whatever, you know, and walk the house like I do because I'm paranoid. And all these people awake on their phone. I'm like, Jesus. But that's the problem. It's like, why do we need to be informed? You know, I mean, second by second. Why the need to be up to date so quick? You know? And I know Larry Page was a former co-founder of Google. He was on there. He actually, I think, is, if I remember correctly, he's from Lansing. And his net worth is like $64 billion. So this guy, actually, I think he went to U of M, too, for a year or two, bachelor's degree or something. But his dad was actually a computer science professor at MSU. So I had to do that because of a little Michigan connection. That's where I'm from. But he also was heavily into music. And he thought that by learning music theory was kind of compatible to, like, tech. Because it, you know, it just kind of like resonated the same wavelengths in a sense of patterns and what have you. And then I don't know, Jaron Lanier, I can't even say his name. He was a writer too. He worked for Atari years ago. He's a, like one of the first, kind of like one of the godfathers for virtual reality. Sorry, I'm still getting sick. Or still feeling good. Not good. He also composed music, which I thought was odd that a lot of these tech guys, they're into music, kind of makes sense, you know, like, I see the correlation there, but, you know, he's basically saying that, you know, Google, Facebook, IG, all, et cetera, Twitter, I like to call it, they're all competing for your attention, man. It's all, to me, in my opinion, what I got out of it, algorithms and more algorithms, and it's ad dollars, you know. The more you stay on that specific site, the more that, you know, they claim to, shoot that product, you know. But it definitely does change your behavior and perception over time. Hell, I'll give you an example. You know, we are the product, actually. The internet's not. We're the product. They're gathering all the information, sucking the life out. They're leeches. The internet is leeches. Think about it. They're leeching every God-blessed thing that we like, we heart, we dislike, we comment, we look upon every page we search. They suck that data out of us so they can keep feeding us back the shit that they think we know. But here's what my take on it, like YouTube. I remember years ago, 4 or 5 years ago or more, I'd go on YouTube and there literally was a rabbit hole you would go down. Like you would, all right, not a little rabbit hole, but I mean, you would search and search and you'd be like, I started off with yes. This music by Yes, and I'm over here watching Alice in Wonderland, you know, and it's like after 72 videos, and or I'm watching flies on a windowsill when I start off listening to Barry Manilow, you know, dumb shit like that. And now it's so, the algorithms are so refined that when I go on YouTube in the morning, it's depressing. It's like, nope, I've heard this today. Nope, sick of listening to that music. Nope, sick of that news. Nope, all the same bullshit every day. So now it's got me in a repetition of shit I don't want to see. So, hey, internet, YouTube, Zuckerberg, all you, change your goddamn algorithm, because now you've got people maxed out and you're showing me the same BS over and over and over again that I'm so uninterested. I mean, has it happened to you guys yet? I don't know. But we're the product, you know? They're changing what you do or who we are. They really are. They're changing us. Or you're like me, I'm so stubborn, you're not changing me, that I'm seeing the same bullshit. Maybe I'm the algorithm. I'm saying I'm the anomaly, you know, because I'm seeing the same bullshit and I'm done. They need to predict that you need more data, a new marketplace, but they can't predict it when I'm looking at the same stuff. So how do they grow? I don't get it. Because everything you do is watched, you know. It's collected and it's used by internet companies, and they build models. They predict your God-blessed actions. Tech companies, they have three main goals. There's the engagement goal to drive up usage. There's the growth goal to keep you coming back and invite your friends. And then there's the damn advertising goal that makes as much money as you can, and they're all freaking algorithms. Play that again. Digital pacifiers. And I'm a victim of it too, don't get me wrong. It's a pleasure-pain balance, is it not? It's a dopamine deficit state. You get that dopamine too, don't you, sometimes? Excuse me. See, I told you I'm fighting something off. And it's a psychologically a persuasion, you know? It's built into the damn technology. It's a refresh on a site every time on IG or Twitter. You know, it's like psychology. It's positive intermittent reinforcement. At least that's what they think. You know, we've created a God-blessed unconscious habit without realizing it, that we're being programmed at such a deep level. It's like being a gambler playing a slot machine. Let me say that again. This phone I'm holding right now doing this podcast is like being a gambler playing a slot machine. Even the typing feature is it's a way to keep you on longer. You know, your tag picks. There's another example. Oh, look, there's a pick. Tag him. Oh, she tagged you. Then all of a sudden, we're looking at ads every five. You notice YouTube's, I don't know about you, my ads on YouTube's are freaking, or YouTube is ridiculous. It used to be every now and then. Now it's like every 30 seconds, I get one of two ads. Two ads every, you know, oh, don't even get me going. And it's like, this is the world we live in. I can't even, you're going to make me freaking silly. I can't read an article on my phone without an ad popping up either. You know, Facebook is fluffed. It's all planned. It's all bullshit. Just that dopamine hit, I guess. It's just social media isn't a tool. I mean, it's an addiction for manipulation-based environment. It really is. Think about it. I mean, and yes, we're all part of it. We're all suckered into it. We feed into it because it does kind of work for us a little bit, but they definitely get way more out of it than we put into it, you know? I mean, there's only two industries, and this was quoted from the Social Dilemma. I forget who said it, but there's only two industries that call their customers users. It's illegal drugs and software users. Oh, I'm sorry. Edward Tufte, Tufte. And my question is, why do we feel the need to be connected? Why? Because I think we're afraid to miss something. My mom told me this when I was little. Mike, you wouldn't go to sleep because you're afraid you're going to miss something. And I believe that plays in all of our hearts today with the internet. Y'all become me. Sorry. It sucks. You're afraid you're going to miss something. And it's sad. You can't, I mean, I can eat no problem without you looking at the cell phone. You know, most of you can't. Why? I don't know. Tribalism? I don't know. I know Jonathan Haidt, who I like, I got a couple of his books, Haidt. He's a social psychologist. The book I have is The Happiness Hypothesis. I really like it because, you know, I've talked before about suffering from depression and anxiety. But he talks about, you know, if you look at the data, especially in females, I want to say 12 to 13, self-harm, suicide has been a massive increase. The Gen Z is the first, I think that started social media in middle school, you know. And I don't know, just the algorithms alone are just enough to upset me, because I see it and it doesn't get you anywhere, and you're in the same, you're trapped, you know. I mean, let's face it, AI runs the world right now. I say it as a joke, and I don't mean it literally, but like the Terminators, 84, you watched Arnold back in the day, I'll be back. It's happening right now, just quietly. Just not a exoskeleton. Just not a violent machine with weapons. The weapon is your digital pacifier, your PC. So there's a Center for Humane Technology. I want to say that's the one that I said Tristan Harris has started. Now, but what I worry about is you got this group, and I'm going to be, you know, devil's advocate, but wouldn't they use the same technology for them to advance themselves so they can grow? So isn't it like a kind of like a hypocritical? I don't know, but I see his intent is good. There's a few others that jumped on the bandwagon. Sorry, I'm having a, and I'm not sponsored, obviously, or I'd be a lot better than this. Ultraviolet Monster energy drink right now with my cold, which may not be the best thing ever. But anyways, it's like having 2.7 billion people in this country having their own Truman Show, and that's what we're doing. You know, that's why I started a podcast. I'm like, if I'm going to be a fool, see if I can make a couple bucks doing it, you know? Why not? I mean, the facts, let me say this slowly. Democrat, Republican, Independent, black, white, gay, pansexual, asexual, whatever the hell, cat, dog, I don't care. The facts and quotations you receive are based on your data / algorithm. It's political polarization, man. It's media selling to advertisers. You got to understand that. They did a study where I could be next to my best friend who believes the same things I do. We can like the same things, but we're getting different ads because we have slightly different thinking. So we could be Democrats, we could be Republicans, we could both like the Detroit Red Wings, we could both like weightlifting, but there's going to be differences and variables. And that's what life is, really. That's my favorite word, really, variables, because that's what life is. It's full of it. And right now, we act like it's black and white in a world that's just way overblown with technology, data, and bullshit. And a lot of it's bullshit, and they call it data. You know, the net's a one-sided based on your personal searches, your own search behavior. We need some bipartisanship and open-mindedness on data and on how the internet works. I don't know how we're going to do that. It's a global assault on democracy. If you even believe there's democracy in the state, I mean in this country anymore. I mean, you know, you have the illusion of left or right, but do you really? I mean, I don't want to get into that, but, you know, they like to destabilize countries that are democratic. I mean, Russia used Facebook tech and tactics to get where they were, and I won't get into that because I said I wouldn't talk about it. And advertisers use it. Tribalism is ruining us. That's what they're doing. They're creating tribalism. Wake up. I mean, Zuckerberg, he was afraid after I asked the question, I forget to admit that AI is flawed. The same AI that he says is flawed, though. No, I'm sorry, no. I said that backwards. He admitted that AI is flawed, but he wants to use that same AI that is flawed to create more tools to fight the old tools, if that makes sense. Doesn't that sound crazy? But he said that in the interview, not verbatim. Hey, this AI is flawed, but I'm going to take my existing AI that is flawed and create those tools to make sure this flawed AI is not flawed. Who's on first? You know, they joke a few times, too, like we're already in the Matrix. And I mean, if you have a cell phone or internet, it's just a race to keep people's attention. The possibilities right now of willful ignorance, that's been happening for the last decade, people turning the other cheek because they want to believe rather than just use their own brain. We're on the brink of civil war, and you think I'm fucking crazy when I say that. Think about it. Look at the comments. Don't look at what you see. I mean, you got ignorant comments on one side, and then you get ignorant comments on another. And those are the radicals, don't get me wrong. Because my neighborhood's peaceful. They ignore climate change. And I don't mean that in the political sense, whatever you want to call it, the change of climate. I mean, tech can be used for utopia and dystopia. And it's lately been more dystopia. It depends on how you look at it. You know, it's trapped by the shareholder pressure and the business model. That's what's wrong with the internet and everything else. It's IG, Instagram, it's Facebook, it's Twitter. It is, there we go. Let me say this again. Hear me out. It's trapped by the shareholders, the pressure that puts on it, and the business model. They can't escape it. They're not going to drop billions of dollars to make human race better. At the end of the day, capitalism, the economy, and the almighty dollar is king and God. When are people like you and me that don't make shit are going to wake up and realize that? I said it before, capitalism needs a tweak. I'm not saying socialism, I'm not saying communism, but we need to tweak the damn system. You can't have the Constitution, the Bill of Rights that was written in the God-blessed 1700s still take place in 2020 with the internet and social media and all the bullshit that's going on in this country. Wake up, America. But why is this ginger got to tell you? There's no laws for, oh, by the way, no laws for digital privacy. None. I just, how much more do I got to tell you? Without you watching, watch the damn Netflix documentary. It undermines our fucking freedom and democracy. The algorithms. It's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I call it Twatter. All that bullshit. It undermines us. I mean, is tech proving there's no truth, only perspective? I mean, what is truth? I said it before. Ask your God-blessed algorithm, because you'll get your version. Let me say that again. Ask your algorithm, because you'll get your version. What does that mean? You've made so many choices so long on your phone or your PC, it's telling you how to think. So maybe rethink, think outside the box, or look at your perspective and change it. God, it's crazy. I don't blame Zuckerberg, but I blame the fact that they're not trying to fix the problem. And it's all about algorithms and shareholders and the almighty dollar. I'm sorry. That's where we're at still. The almighty dollar. So, I don't know. So, that got me fired up. The social dilemma got me going. I apologize. And I'm doing this with a, you know, every 2 seconds trying to wipe my nose and not sound like I'm sick. So I apologize if I sound raspy, but you know what? November 3rd's coming up. Make the decision you think is wisest and best. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't like Biden. I don't like Kamala Harris. I don't think I have to tell you I do not like the goldfish in a suit. I don't like whoever that other guy is, the VP. What is he? He's the Crypt Keep. He's like a Joe Biden for the Republicans. Who the hell is Pence? Some uptight, anal retentive religious guy that probably sucks cock. No offense. Probably. Watch, we're going to find out 10 years later, so don't get pissed. You know, that's usually how the shit goes. And trust me, Clinton, look, left and right, they come from the same bird, right? The left and right wing. That's why we're always torn down the middle, so we can't get nowhere. You know, all you people thinking that you're here, it's like I'm in Michigan. It's like rooting for Michigan State or U of M Wolverines. We're from the same, God bless it, John Glenn and Wayne Memorial. I said it before. I didn't give a shit what school you went. I'm going to kick your ass because you're a zebra and I'm a rocket. How lame is that? It's immature. Got to stand your ground. We got to create shit just to have wars? I don't know. Just, I'm trying to understand why we can't have peace, love, and harmony and all that bullshit. But maybe I'm too optimistic. Maybe you guys are all too ignorant. I don't fucking know. You know, because I think they're sheep. Don't follow me. Don't follow the right side. Don't follow the left side. Be a fucking free thinker. Do your research. Look shit up. And when I say that, I read CNN. I read Fox. I read the Young Turks. I read Vice. I look up shit. I look up Wikipedia. I don't look up Snopes and go, nope, that's the end. I'm done. And I'm not saying you got to keep looking and looking and looking. You got to follow the trail. You got to find authors. You got to find, newspapers. I mean, it's everywhere. You can't take 1, 2, 4, or 5 fucking plates. You got to read everything. That's where we're at. Because there's so, you know why? We're in a valley of lies. Sorry if I sound pessimistic, because I'm a very optimistic person. I believe, see, this is what happens. I get too passionate. I get pissed off, and I'm raw, and I don't care about that, and I don't apologize for that shit at all. Maybe I sound like Alex Jones. I don't know. Fuck. I don't care what people think of me. I'm just passionate, and I'm real, and I talk about how I feel, and I didn't mean to rhyme, but my point being is, wake the fuck up. Think for yourself. Don't. Okay, you can listen to my podcast and be like, oh, he's full of shit. And then you go next to your buddy who believes the same thing you believe. But you don't. I want to question myself. I want to talk to somebody that doesn't think like I do. And so that way I can be like Sherlock frickin' Holmes and, you know, get 4 or 5 sides to the story. I don't want to be around people that think like I do. Like, once again, I don't want sheep. How does that progress you as a human being? I don't want to work out and squat 500 pounds and have a bunch of guys that squat 500 pounds with me that go, okay, Mike, or 455 or 405. I hope I squat like you someday, unless I'm in a teacher mode. That's different. My dad always said, do you want to be a small fish in a big pond or a big fish in a small pond? My dad always said, you're a good hockey player here, but you could be a mediocre hockey player there and make your skills better because you're forced to work harder. And that's like anything. You know, I would rather work harder in a bigger atmosphere than be the top dog in, you know, something smaller. That's just me. You know, I apologize. I started this back up, had my second son, COVID-19's going on, and I'm not making excuses, I'm still an ass, but I don't have patience no more, you know? I admit I'm not articulate, I'm not going to sound like Ben Shapiro, not going to sound like Jordan Peterson. I'm not going to sound like the Rubin Report. I'm not going to sound like Tucker Carlson. I'm not going to sound like Chris Cole. I'm just going to be raw and real. Your normal, average, everyday American angry ogre. Deal with it. He's going to be raw and going to sound stupid. And stupid. Like I just did now. I don't re-edit. When I do a podcast, it's well, obviously you're like, well, God, I hope so. It's raw. I don't care. The message is more important than trying to make it sound like, you know, I'm not going to put a pretty dress and makeup on a pig, you know? So, anyways, I hope you enjoyed it. I'm just, I don't know, just kind of scared, nervous, worried about where our country's headed. I think, I talked to my son's mother. I think my son's generation, the 20-year-olds and younger, if their head's on straight, you know, we have hope, but there's a lot of changing going on. It's called the evolution, and I'm good with that, but I just don't believe in the whole Trump bullshit. Sorry. I don't. I think it's going to cause more divisiveness than ever before, and even if he doesn't mean it, I don't see him, like I said it before to several people, if Obama was in office right now, with COVID-19, he would have made a half a dozen beautiful speeches. And you could say it's all fluff and bullshit, but let's face it, you and me are smart enough to see through the fluff and bullshit, but they need to be said to other Americans to calm the souls. And you need that as a president, as a leader, to calm you down, during times like this. He was nowhere. Nowhere. We had Enquifa. We had the Pride Boys. You know, we had the Booger Boys. All that bullshit. Left, right, all the radicals on either side. I'm not picking sides. They're all, the radicals can fuck off. You know. We had Boats and Hoes with Whitmer and all that bullshit. So, this is the country. You would have thought it's all led by 12. It's a South Park episode. What the hell? So, anyways. We need better, America. Come on. And Biden's not it. Neither's Trump. But please, God, Trump? All right, I'm done, because I hate Euchre. Love somebody today, even if it's a Republican. Just joking. No, I love Bernie, so I'm left and right, because I like Ben Shapiro. I just want to make that clear. I just, sorry, I'm getting tired. I did this late after work, and about ready to go to sleep. But, all right, guys, hopefully I made sense. Yeah, average American Joe trying to make sense of this bullshit and this craziness. Love somebody today. If not, well, not today, tomorrow, whenever you listen to it, and, do something good. Love ya. Peace!